And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood, and welcome to the Midwood Files. I think I said that. You know, I'm a little disoriented here because the monitor, the studio slash office monitor, has been moved up a bit to accommodate the camera and the new camera, new lighting, and it's I have to put these things kind of at the edge of my nose at the edge of my nose in order to adjust for the focal length. I think that's what's going on here. So I'm a little confused, as normal. Got some changes coming up to the Midwood Files. Nothing drastic, nothing that is probably going to affect the 95% of you, 90-95% of you. I'm bringing back video, and I haven't quite 100% sure figured how I'm going to implement it. I'm leaning heavily towards audio, as always, being live, because this is first and foremost a audio program. And I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to record the show on Saturday night. The video that it'll go on as normal. Saturday at midnight. That's all you need to know. Saturday at midnight. Because I don't want to confuse anyone. So Saturday at midnight, the audio proceedings will begin. And what I'm most likely going to do is I'm going to video record said audio proceedings, and on Sunday night / Monday, most likely when I make the audio available, I'm going to make video available. So the video is definitely going to be a podcast. Video most likely will not be happening live. Most likely, I say. There's one small thing that may change that I might do it live, but all you really need to know is that the audio and the video are going to be available on Saturday night, Sunday, no later than Monday. And what I'm going to do with the video is I'm going to leave it up for 1 week, which means that if you're interested in watching the video, of course, in podcast form, you can head over to the site and you'll see it listed in the most recent post. And then once that week has expired and a new post is made, meaning a new show post is made, the video will no longer be available. So you have pretty much 7 days to watch the video. The reason I'm doing this is because I want to be able to provide a pretty good video bitrate. Because we're pushing some decent equipment these days. Our lighting is really up to snuff, and the camera's digital SLR. I think we can push out a little bit better and make it available a little bit better locally. And then uploading that file so it's not, like, super compressed. And I think that'll be good. And like I said, so I'll basically be recording the video as I'm doing the audio live and then making the video available. The one small thing that may change is I may actually make the video available live via Vaughn. But to be perfectly honest, Vaughn's a bit of a train wreck. And you never know what you're going to get. So I'm kind of hesitant to even try and make the video available live. But I would, again, like to stress, for the most part, the vast majority of listeners, if not 95% of the listenership, comes in download. So it just makes sense that I would shoot to make the video available in podcast downloadable form as well, and not really be too concerned about live, producing live video. So, that's the plan. And I think I'll be bringing music back next week. To some degree, which means I'll most likely be increasing the length of the program, probably back to 90 minutes. I would like to do two, but I don't know if I really want to do two. If I do two, then I may have two sets, one per hour. And give or take, it'll still be about 90 minutes of me yammering and about 30 minutes of music, give or take. So I'm kind of maybe shooting for that, because that's probably not a bad state to be in, not for nothing. You know, I always had this thing about friggin', 90 wasn't quite enough, or an hour wasn't enough, and 2 hours was too long. And that's why I kind of settled on 90. But as most of you are probably aware, it's a non-standard time. you can't divide it equally. So people get like, so I think I might push the two. I'm pretty sure I might push the two. Now, next week will be a whole lot better show, because I'll have some notes. I have zero notes. I pulled zero news. I have zero notes. I'm just looking to yammer for about the hour, and then most likely hit the road, because things are going to get interesting next week. We're going to do a lot of testing. I got to honestly say, just in the minimal amount of testing that we've done thus far, it should be the best looking. You know, One of the reasons I'm bringing video back is because I miss looking at myself, quite frankly. I miss looking at myself. So that being said, because I always have a preview of myself up. It's going to look good. Yeah, I think we're like I said, it's a real good camera. The lens isn't as good as the lens could be. So there's always a little bit of wiggle room, but it's the environment in here now is so well lit. It's not going to make any of this. You're going to see it, and even compressed, you're going to be like, oh, and that's why I don't want to make it compressed. That's why I kind of want to just put it up on the website, for a weekly perusal. I think it does a lot better, and I can obviously go back to playing music. I was toying with the idea of going back to YouTube and just doing talk on YouTube, and there may come a point in time where that happens, but, that's not going to happen right away. It's not something that I want to push towards. I just kind of want to ease back into getting the show back up to 2 hours, playing a little bit of music. So there'll be two music breaks, which really isn't the end of the story. You know, isn't the end of the... I know there are people who just don't like the music. But more accurately, they feel the music gets in the way of the rest of the programming. And I get that. I fully understand that. But you know what? Not for nothing. If I'm going to need two, I'm going to need a little bit of a break. Remember, I'm sickly. I'm a sickly guy. I'm not doing... You know, I'm not the youngster I used to be. So I need these little breaks. Hang on. I need these little breaks. I need these little breaks. And, you know, I think maybe I can get the president to call in later in the show. Yes, the president called Rush. I thought that was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. He's making rounds. He's back. That being said, I have no news, so I really have not, I'm ill-prepared to come out here. I was going to talk about technical stuff for a little while, but I can do that next week. I can bore y'all with that next week. But I am really pleased with what's been put into the studio. The only thing that's missing, is a particular shotgun microphone that I'm probably won't be able to get my mitts on until the end of the year. And I was going to wait. I was going to actually wait. But I tested the video, and with the camera angle being what it is, it really, all you kind of see is just a tiny little, you see me, which is the whole point, I presume, and you see a tiny little bit of the 27, of the RE27. So even though it's a big mic, it's not in the way, and it's still not mounted. It's going to get mounted one of these days. But in the process of doing all this, I think that's what I started yammering about here, is we had to move the monitor up. So the monitor's closer. And I wonder if I put my other glasses on, if I would actually be able to read from the monitor. I'm not really sure. Let me see if I can open up a browser here. And, but that's big. That's big. I'm just testing stuff out. This is like a dry run testing, because maybe I'll start using the monitor instead of saving stuff on the tablet. What do I need? This is not my stuff at all. I'm just going to go to, let's see, G-O-O-G-L. You hear that? You can hear it as I'm typing. Google Drive, Google News. Let's see what Google News gets us. Ooh, it's really bright. Is this kind of readable? I don't know. What's the Denver Post? Because this story is out of Denver. So maybe I do have a little bit of news. One dead after gunfire at downtown Denver rallies. Private security guard on contract by News 9 in custody. So I was able to... I was able to pick that up. Okay. They just got rid of me because apparently I got to turn the ad blocker off. Hang on. Yeah, this is a pause on this side, block on this side, pause on this side. Okay, I did that. Now you should basically just leave me alone. There we go. I'm just testing to see if I can read this. One that Patriot Rally and BLM Antifa Soup Drive occurred on Saturday, which would be earlier today. Let's see. Denver Post staff member witnessed the fatal confrontation. This story was updated after authorities called into question the accuracy of that journalist's report concerning the affiliation of the shooter. Okay. Let's see. One person has died, and another man who was News 9 confirmed was a private security guard contracted by them is in custody after a shooting during dueling protests Saturday in downtown Denver. Let's see. Nine News reported that one of their employees and a contractor for the television station were taken into custody. It was later confirmed the guard was contracted through Pinkerton. Boy, they've been around a long time, Pinkerton. And that it has been the practice of Nine News for a number of months to hire private security to accompany staff at all protests. Well, that just makes a whole honking lot of sense, quite frankly, given what some of these protests have degenerated into. Police initially said two people were taken into custody, but later said one of them was not involved in the incident. They tweeted that the suspect was a private security guard with no affiliation with Antifa. Okay. The incident occurred after a man participating in what was billed as a Patriot rally sprayed mace at another man. That man then shot the other individual with a handgun near the courtyard outside the Denver Art Museum. Well, according to the Denver Post journalist who witnessed the incident, that's interesting. So the only provocation was the spraying of mace. In a news conference after the incident, Division Chief Joe Montoya said police could not confirm the shooter's or the victim's affiliations, but said that the incident started as a verbal altercation. Two guns were found at the scene, he said, as well as a can of mace. Interesting. I'm wondering, two guys, two guns, was it a gun each, or did the other person have a gun as well? We're hopeful that as soon as possible we can get the factual information as to what led to this, who the individuals involved were, Montoya said. We're hopeful that the information will kind of help calm the waters a bit. Yeah, because I believe it was reported early on that it was a member of Antifa who had fired the gun. So this kind of changes the whole ball of wax a little bit there. I'll be interested in knowing who the security guard, now that we've established who did the shooting, who he shot and why. Obviously, the rallies at the Civic Center came Saturday. The rallies at the Civic Center on Saturday came less than a month before the presidential election, and amidst a global pandemic that has the nation on edge. Until the shooting, the protests mostly consisted of each group chanting and yelling at one another from across the amphitheater, which separated the two groups. Okay, that's probably how they were permitted as well too. The right-wing protesters, led by John Tegan, an El Paso County resident, gathered in the park's amphitheater and occasionally chanted patriotic songs and held up banners. Juan Quinones, a member of the biker gang Sons of Silence, decided to attend the right wing rally after seeing Tegan's posted event online. He arrived after the police had closed off the amphitheater, but stayed with the other right-leaning protesters. Quinones said he wasn't attending the event to start trouble, but he would defend himself if he was attacked. He blamed the violence on the left. If you don't come out to listen and talk and speak, then they win. If you don't, that's a generalized statement. If you don't come out to listen, talk, and speak, then they win, he said. The left-wing group, which organizers called BLM Antifa Soup Drive, held up flags and signs railing against Nazis and white supremacists as they gathered in the middle of the park, several hundred feet from the barricade, barricaded off amphitheater. I'm having a difficulty picturing this in my head, but it's okay. Maybe you can. Here it is. The soup drive idea appealed to Isabel DeFrancesa, who said she came out because she liked the idea to help low-income folks. She brought pasta, but said she was apprehensive about what's she'd seen online in anticipation of events. Richard Johnson and Amy Thompson were walking by the amphitheater when they passed by the rally. America, by and large, if you look at the media, thinks most of America is for defunding the police and is the hard liberal left and wants to riot in the street. I personally don't believe that the numbers bear that out, Johnson said. Interesting. Let me stop here for a second before I forget what I want to say. There is probably truth to that. I mean, I have to presume that not everywhere there was a protest, whether it be for George Floyd or Breonna Taylor. Is it Taylor? I think it's Taylor. I'm quite sure that there were protests that were peaceful in a lot of cities. And quite frankly, even after dark, it probably never turned to violence, meaning riots or possible violence against people's personages. So I'm sure there's a level of truth to it. But when you look at whatever the actual number of protests that turned into riots, the rioting and the lawlessness was quite intense. So, you know, the media is not going to cover the ones where there wasn't a whole lot of violence involved. So, I mean, there's a level of truth to that. See, the media just wants people to watch so that they can sell commercials, I guess. I mean, that's one of the reasons why. They may have a leaning towards the left and characterize certain protests as peaceful, but on fire. So, you know, let's see. Let me continue with the article. So all I'm saying is I kind of understand what this particular person is saying. It's not every protest turned into a lawless riot. Let's see. Not backwards. He said, let's see. Bob Galinsky, this is good stuff. Bob Galinsky of Denver, Barb Galinsky of Denver, I guess, but it's not working tonight. My mouthy thing is broken. Barb Galinsky of Denver said she attended the counter protest because nobody is judge, jury, and executioner, and we need to go forward and not backwards. She said white supremacist groups represent moving backwards. Galinsky said she expected violence at the event Saturday because that's what the right-wing groups want. Okay. Another low information CNN person. Let's see. James Rotten. No, I assume no relation to Johnny Rotten. Was manning the tables of books about communism at the rally and the soup drive as a response to the original rally planned. He led chants such as no cops, no KKK. I almost dropped the K there. Wouldn't have made sense. And no fascist USA. So, you know, they're putting the cops in that same category. So, I mean, that pretty much, you know, I think CHOP and whatever it got named to later on. I think the vast majority of these people calling for the defunding or the no cops or cop free zones or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, these genuine morons, maybe imbeciles would be a good word, who truly believe that their lives would be safer without the police present, you know, I think these people, would they be the first ones on their phones dialing 911 when the shit hit the fan? Because it inevitably would hit the fan, because there are many many lowlifes out there, many groups. I don't want to get too specific, but you know who I'm talking about in general, you know, some of them darkies, you know. You know, no, they're going to bring their export the high crime rates from their abodes to other parts of the cities they live in. And then we'll see how many. They should do that. You know what? It's like no white people are allowed to call 911. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's see how long they'd be talking about no cops, because it's insane. It's literally insane. I mean, what do they? They literally think they're going to put people on the honor system? Well, I mean, wow. Because we're all the same. Yeah, we're all the same until you got a gun stuck in your face. Man, that's ridiculous. It doesn't even make me angry. I become incredulous. Incredulous. Blows my mind. Anyway, James Rotten. Okay, we said that. So we think every far-right rally like this wants to be a dangerous race riot, he said. Oh, is that what you think? In anticipation of heightened tensions, Denver police and the department respects the right to peacefully assemble. Those who participate in protests, demonstrations, marches, or other gatherings as protected by the First Amendment are reminded to do so in a lawful manner. Individuals who choose to act outside the law, outside of local, state, or federal law will be subject to citation or arrest. So that's just apparently what some basic people thought. I think the comments are the best. I want to read specifically some of these comments. Again, this is almost like a throwaway show, I hate to tell you folks. But it's an interesting subject matter. And this happened, obviously. It's breaking news. Breaking in the sense that it was like 6 hours ago or something. Very rarely am I on the pulse. You know, it's more like my pulse is gone. So let's see. Oh, there's only four comments. Okay, this is Rocky69. This is an hour ago. I can't wait for single-digit temperatures to arrive so I can see how serious that these competing groups are about their respective causes. If they disappear into April, we will know that they were just reinforcing their street cred and that they will be spending the colder months updating their Facebook pages with a visual composition of what they did this summer. That's good stuff. You know, it is true. Remember the stuff that took place there on the Occupy Wall Street? They pretty much stopped because it got cold. They pretty much stopped when it goes cold. And it used to be, I'm going to continue with these comments in a moment. But it reminds me of something. Used to be every, October, I really started to look forward to the beginning of basketball season. Well, we know the finals aren't even over, although I guess they might be over tonight. I don't know what happened with that game. I've not watched any basketball since the Knicks were eliminated. I think I made that clear. That was pre-COVID, really, pretty much. So I don't know what's going on there. But it used to be, for me, it was basketball. You know, it was every fourth year. There was, every 2 years, I should say, there was major elections going on, the presidential and the other stuff, the midterms, as they call them, going on. Exciting stuff. I would say, what else was there? There was new stuff out on television, the new fall season, whatever that entailed. Those with these half season things now, I mean, they'll do a half a season and then they'll stop and then they'll pick up where they left off. And it's not really a new season, but still, Sam Adams, Oktoberfest, of which I did partake of, I guess that was Labor Day. I had a couple of those, but there was just, it used to mean other things. And now you have playoffs in October, you have the finals in October, and everybody's mad at everybody, and it's just, you know, it's so, you know, thanks for fucking up my fall, COVID. Thanks for fucking up my fall.
And I suppose, you know, we tend to personalize these things. So when I say that, I'm not being, obviously, I don't, you know, I'm not so self-absorbed as to believe that COVID did it to me on purpose. I'm sure it was accidental. Hang on. A little drinky here. I'm drinking that diet iced tea stuff. We actually had a little scare around the studio. Get up. I don't know, it must have been 5 o'clock. And I staggered into the studio and I sat down and I'm eating my bowl of bran cereal. And Biden's speech was live on Fox. So we moved over to One America News. And they were running some repeat programming. But their scroll is current, you know. And so the scroll on the bottom, it says metformin being recalled. Now, I'm on metformin for my diabetes. So I control my diabetes, that and my diet. Which means pretty much just the metformin controlling my diabetes. So there was this big thing. So the producer and I, like that, you know. So we went over to the site, the metformin site or whatever it may be, and she pulled it up, and it's the extended release form of the medication. I'm on the regular, not the extended release. I take the doses twice a day. I take one in early and one late. I don't always take them when I eat, but I should. So apparently, my stuff's not affected. And you know what? Not for nothing. I don't have a lot of faith in a lot of things these days, but I'm pretty sure the drugstore would have, the pharmacies, they're pretty good at contacting me about stuff. They for the most part they are, and I use Walgreens for the time being anyway, and. They're pretty good at contacting me about things. So, I mean, if they don't want to be any more responsible than anybody else in this chain. So they would immediately, if something was up, they would immediately call me. Perhaps it has, and the reason it got pulled is, I guess I might as well mention it. The reason it got pulled is because there was some sort of long-term study about increasing the chance of cancer. Wasn't specific about what kind of cancer, but all cancer pretty much sucks, don't you say? So that being said, yeah, so there's a little scare, a little excitement, a little bit, you know, every now and then, you know, because you don't have a whole lot that actually affects you. You know, it's almost like this whole pandemic thing and the things that have occurred as a result of the pandemic. And, you know, it, like, most 90% of the time in your lifetime, maybe even less, maybe 95% of the time in your lifetime, news that you're watching really doesn't affect you. I mean, you could arguably say politics does, but by the time it trickles down to you, not really. I mean, let's be realistic, you know. It's just the truth. There's very, you know, it's very little things that actually, you know, unless, you know, like the guy next door, he was a nice guy, I never thought he would have killed, you know, unless you're in one of those situations, you know. Your neighbor turns out to be a serial killer, or, you know, but I think there are like X number of serial killers floating around the U.S. at any given point in time, by the way. So how many of us could that affect, you know, or something blew up or a car accident or something? Maybe the local stuff, you know, that definitely maybe the local stuff, and it depends on how local. But yeah, the local stuff. Okay, I'll give you that. But as far as national news goes, as far as big time, what the fuck just happened? Doesn't really happen to you too often. It doesn't. Even presidential elections, you're like, oh, I voted for the other guy. Well, you know, but the guy you voted for nothing, it doesn't matter. By the time it trickles down to you, it's been distilled to irrelevance. Ooh, I like that. Distilled to irrelevance. Write that down. Distilled to irrelevance. Okay. So that being said, this is like a practice show. But no, I think you get what I'm saying. So COVID, man, like places closing down, people losing their jobs, holy smokes, you know. I mean, it's everywhere. Everybody, regardless of how you feel about masks or no masks or hoax or no hoax or the media blowing out of proportion, which they are, by the way. But regardless of all of that, in one way, shape, or form, most of us, 90% of us, see, now it's reversed. 90% of us
have been affected by this in one way, shape, or form. Even if it's the inconvenience of not being able to go out to a restaurant. Think about it. So you really don't have things. So that's what's amazing to me. You know, even the riots, even the George Floyd riots, and the Breonna Taylor riots. Hope I'm getting her name right. Because if I'm not, I'm not doing it on purpose. You know, and I'd hate somebody to misconstrue me not doing something on purpose as doing something on purpose. Because, you know, because I'm sensitive like that. But true. You know, it's when you think about it. I mean, even those riots, there are plenty of places that weren't touched by it at all. Weren't touched by it at all. Amazingly so, given, the number of cities that were on fire simultaneously. But it's true. It's true. You know, and then I guess maybe that would be the next closest thing, kind of. Because I think every city had some sort of, every major city. Now, I guess I was just insensitive there again. Because what makes a city major? All right. Totally open to debate, as they say. But I think the COVID is just one of those things where, you know, it's not just, oh, look what happened in New York, or look what happened in Los Angeles, or look what happened in Chicago. It was like, look what's going on around me, literally. And that's frightening. You know, I think I'm handling it a lot better than, because I'm getting up there. I used to really do very well under stress. Stress and panic. I used to live on it. Stress, panic, nicotine, and caffeine. That's pretty much what the Midwood, I'm going to refer to myself as the Midwood. That's pretty much what the Midwood lived on. I thrived on it. I ate it for breakfast and pooped it out for dinner. I did. I honestly did. But I'm getting kind of old, and now I'm like, I can't go to Chili's. That's my level of involvement. Because, again, my life as sheltered and non-socializing as it is was affected. You know, the whole, even if it came down to the whole toilet paper thing, couldn't fight. Oh, you know, speaking of toilet paper thing, this is really funny. The producer and I were in a supermarket. We're in Stop and Shop. I'm going to miss Stop and Shop when I leave the East Coast. But we were in Stop and Shop, and we went to go get some sort of snackage, which wound up being some ham and cheese sandwiches that we ate while we were watching the debate, which I guess I'll talk about a little bit in a couple of minutes. But we're sashaying. Because that's all we really know how to do anymore, is sashay. We're at the age of sashaying. You know, there's no more, well, walking delivery or no. You know, just kind of sashaying. So we're sashaying along in Stop and Shop, and we see a 15-pack, a whole stack of 15-packs of Scott tissue, of Scott toilet paper. You know, single ply toilet paper. And we freak out. We literally freak out. All right, grab one. Quick, grab one. Okay, you block. Nope. Okay, wait. So it turns out the toilet paper shortage is over. Turns out. Nobody told us. Because we used to, and I guess we shall resume doing so. Whenever we went out to, although I don't even know if I could talk to producer into going back out to supermarkets, COVID, no COVID, although things are on the uptick with the COVID too, so who the hell knows. We had formally gone to BJ's, and when we did our big food shopping, we would pick up one of them big 30 roll thingies. Good price, excellent price. I mean, I think it was like $20, $25, between $22 and $25. And we used the single roll, you know, we used the single ply because of the plumbing. We're concerned about the plumbing. And we figured someday, in the not so distant future, we may be able to move up to like double ply, you know? And then that would be a real treat now, wouldn't it? Isn't that a great reward, huh? For an honest, for leading an honest life. Isn't it great
Don't you think it's wonderful that we live in a country where you can graduate to double ply toilet paper? Huh? I know I do. Huh? Don't ever take that for granted. So, why is that doing that? Oh, okay, I see. So we were shocked, but so we used to get it over there, and now I don't even think I could talk her into going back out. These days, it's like I said, well, let's go get something. You mean on a us? Because I'm not going to try that delivery stuff. You know, the Uber Eats. No. It's not even a matter of the money at this point in time. It's I don't like people picking up my own. I don't like other people doing my fucking laundry. I don't like other people picking up my fucking fast food. Seriously, it bugs me. It irks me. You never know what's going on. And I know how these little, they have these little, apparently, because I've seen this. I've not experienced it, but I've seen it. Where in drive-thrus, where the Uber Eats and it's got this like seal. It's got this like sealing wax type seal. You know what sealing wax is, right? I have to explain it. So the producer's been upset that I've been mansplaining too many things to her. Shouldn't like it. She gives me that. What do you think? I'm stupid look? Mansplaining. Never heard of that before this week. But anyway, I forget where I was. Toilet paper. So I think the toilet paper shortage is over. I could be wrong, but it is. It apparently would appear to be here. Because what we're doing, because my aunt was the only one going out of the house, is we would just give her the money. And we would say, right, when you find toilet paper and you're foraging, you know, like it was like an episode of Walking Dead or something. And you're foraging through the collapsed civilization out there. Just pick up toilet paper. So she's been doing that. So, but I think I might be able to tell her that we can take over toilet paper responsibilities yet once again. I'll tell her that. She'll probably be relieved. Because the less responsibility she has, the better she is. Take my word for it. Now, that being said, let me get to another comment. Wow. I amaze myself sometimes. What's this say? See, you got to remember, I'm giving a dry run to just reading directly off the monitor. It's a 27-inch monitor. It's not a tiny monitor. But just moving it 6 inches has really kind of messed up my whole program. And like I said, we needed to move the monitor 6 inches to be able to get the lights. And there's a plate, the base plate, which is there's a thing, there's a pole that screws into a plate. And the camera is on a ball head on top of that. And the camera is like 6 inches back. You dig? So, and it's against the wall. So we had to move the monitor forward. Otherwise, the plate would not have fit. So we did that. And that's why the monitor got moved. Otherwise, if the monitor was 6 inches away, we would not be having this monologue right now. Anyway, Paul Wolf said, this says, no, there's more comments. I'm not going to sit here all night and read these comments, but I'll take little breaks. Little breaks of, you know, insert my own whatever. This has nothing to do with Antifa, the Proud Boys, or Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. There was no reason to use deadly force. Does Pinkerton ensure that its guards have emotional maturity for the job? When did the TV news crew start reporting? Is it P.I. killed? When did TV news crew start bringing armed guards with them to cover stories? Well, and that's Paul Wolf. Well, Paul, I would presume they started bringing armed guards with them when the left started burning cities to the ground. Perhaps it was then, Paul. Perhaps. That's Paul Wolf, that comment. Let's see. This may have been, and I love the comments early on because nobody really knows, you know, what happened. For all we know, that, you know, the guy said something about the armed guard's mother or something. I mean, you just don't know. You don't know. And that's why, you know, again, when, even I don't care what the, and this is really interesting. Here's the thing about living in modern times, especially in a news cycle, the way it is. You know, I'll wake up in the early evening and there'll be a big story. There'll be, you know, somebody shot someone or this happened to that person. And there's this big ass rush to judgment like this, like that. They're running like that. Whole bunch of them running. Slow down there, Pally. I used to like react on no facts. I would become emotionally embroiled on zero information. Zero. But I've learned
in the last 10 years to, whoa, Nelly, just wait. Let's wait till we have all of the information. Or better yet, let's wait till we have more information. Nobody ever gets all of the information. And it's proven to be, you know, pretty useful. I got to honestly say, I'm working at an advantage to your average American in the sense of I am medicated to the gills. Seriously. I am seriously medicated. That being said, you know, that could be one of them reasons why I'm not rushing. I don't know. Maybe it might have something to do with it. But it's true. It's true. But what I've come to love is to read, especially on Twitter, but because Twitter is like instant. And I guess comments on a news story, someone's, you know, think the way things move so quickly these days, so fast, you would think that, you know, it would be correct. But the problem is that the information superhighway, there it is, moves hella faster than it's fast. So the facts oftentimes don't have a chance to catch up to whatever said information is. So because there's always these people, jumping and, oh, it was Antifa. And it's true. Even do it Antifa. It's true. It's true. I'm no fan of Antifa. Lord knows. You know I'm no fan of Antifa. But, you know, it was like, I guess that's why there was a retraction. I guess I missed the retraction. I missed the original story. But I'm guessing that's why there was a retraction, because apparently it got out that Antifa was the one, or there was an Antifa member or a known associate of Antifa who had fired the shots, or shot, depending. I don't even know how many shots there were. We see we have zero information. Zero information. But what we do know is apparently, so I'll just reiterate, we know it was a security guard hired by the news channel there. And again, to get back to Paul Wolf's, answer Paul Wolf's question there. Yeah, since the city started burning. That's one news. I mean, where have you been? Anyway, let's see. This may not be second-degree murder. If you fire a gun in someone's face based upon the misunderstanding that you can return deadly force for getting maced, is it murder after deliberation? Okay, first of all, here's another one that watches way too much CSI. Way too much. This is the same thing when the darkies get pulled over. I know my rights. I watch Judge Judy. I know my rights. It's like, you know what? Calm yourself down. Okay? You're just being detained. No, I know my rights. It's like, all right. Okay, then. Go ahead. Why don't you know your rights in the back of the car? There you go. So I don't even know what that comment meant. I read it. I'm not even going to bother reading it again. Because everybody knows. Everybody watches CSI or I don't even know what the... What the hell on it? What's the other one? SUV. I was watching that for a while, and then I got mad at them. I liked the early ones with Lenny, back when the world made sense. Remember that? Remember back when the world made sense? Anyway, and I think CSI is coming back. I think it's coming back. I like the Vegas version of CSI, and I know you become, look, they furl their brows and they sigh. I know you're disappointed that I watch television. I know you are. I understand. I get it. Believe me, I get it. Because I used to feel the same way about people that I cared about, that I respected. What are you watching that thing for? I went years and years and years without even a TV in my home. I did. Maybe I read books, newspapers, and magazines. I read stuff. I don't read anymore. I've been reduced to mush. It's the Kaiser is coming. The Kaiser is coming. Anybody can guess where that's from. Enjoy it. So anyway, there's amazing enthusiasm for socialism right now, especially among younger people, he said. The products of public education, better known as brainwashing. Well, I agree upon that. And that was, who was that? Who made that remark? That was Radid. This is 3 hours ago. Now, all these comments I'm perusing are from the Denver Post, and it's the Denver Post, Denver protest Saturday Civic Center Park. That's apparently where the shooting took place. And I'm actually able to riff off of this, or at least I think I am. But it's interesting. Yeah, that's a great comment right there. There is an amazing amount of enthusiasm for socialism right now. And I think that has a lot to do with free college, free uni, as they would say in England. And I think it has a lot to do with debt forgiveness in regards to education. I know a lot of people are in debt. I don't know them personally. I don't personally know anyone, quite frankly. I would never admit to knowing anyone. Don't worry. But I think that has a lot to do with that right now. I do. So, yeah, younger people particularly, I got to wonder what percentile. I'm thinking about this now. And I got to, what percentile of all these people who were responsible for lighting these cities on fire for the summer of love, as the mayor of Portland, or no, it's governor of Washington, no, Oregon, governor of Oregon, I always get those two confused, would have us believe occurred over there in CHOP. I had a conversation with somebody about CHOP earlier in the week, which is why I'm going CHOP, CHOP, CHOP all the time. That comment makes a little bit of sense. I don't think these people understand what the, the slippery slope, and then go from socialism to communism, and then you go from square pegs not fitting in round holes, and then we eliminate the square pegs, and, I fail to understand why these, and I used to be somewhat of a fan of socialism myself back in the day. I fail to understand how these, given the large success rate of, shouldn't laugh, it's 100 million people dead, ginormous success rate of communism, anybody would have any doubt of its success. And they always say, this is why I would always say, no, that's not communism. It was only some form of socialism that didn't work out. That's not real communism. What the fuck is real communism then? Someone want to explain that? If you didn't have real communism in freaking China, China's not even, you talk to people and it's like, I keep saying this is my big thing with China. It's like, you know what? They're like the third way. It's like, what's the deal with that? And I had this conversation. I don't remember who the hell I was having this conversation with, where we got into this thing about the idea of, remember back in Tiananmen Square, the protests in Tiananmen Square, right? Remember back then, and everybody was sitting around and they were saying, when these old men in the Communist Party die, it's going to get great. Everything, we're going to be able to go in there, and they're going to want this, and they're going to want that. And it's like, okay, those old men are dead. And now we have some vicious new strain, really, is what it comes down to. But no, it might be the third way. It might be pretty close to the third way. What's the third way? It's like Sweden, and I think a couple of those Nordlandia countries. Where the idea becomes is that they're communists or they're socialists, but there's a revenue making wheel. There's revenue incomes so that they could just, there's significant income, whether it be taxes or some other form of, some other form of income that the state gets, that the government gets, and it's able to redistribute those funds and, how it sees fit and whatnot, because they've got stuff over there in China. They got more stuff in China than I probably have in my neighborhood, quite frankly. So, problem with talking about China is, I'll just leave it at that. Let's see another comment here. Well, you know what? What have I got? I got like 10 minutes left. So I'm going to peel off here because, I want to, let me see if I can, I want to talk about the debates for a couple of minutes. And I guess it depends on, my thing here. Am I going to be able to get to this? No, I got to go back to my site. Otherwise, I'm going to get confused at the end of the show, as opposed to being confused in the middle of the show. So you can hear me type. Oop. Hear that? All right. I'm going to leave that up because it's nice and dark and it doesn't hurt my eyeballs. So yeah, you know, it's interesting. Depending upon what news coverage you were watching, you heard either this person won or that person won, and I was just really kind of glad that that Vice President Pence executed in a, for the most part, a calm, rational fashion. He didn't allow himself to be rolled over, as in steamrolled. Quite sure Kamau was familiar with the term. I think he comported himself well. Comported, I just made a word. It may not be a word. Sometimes I make words and they're not, which is almost as bad as making a word. I did. I liked it. I liked the way he carried himself. I honestly, and at the end there, I kind of think that the moderator was trying to make up and throw the dog a bone over there on the other side of the stage, as it were. I thought the fly thing was humorous. I'm like, you know, when you're watching, you're like, holy shit, it's a fly, you know. But after I got over that, I think it went well. I'm pleased. I think from what I last heard, because I'm generally very ill informed, which makes it makes you wonder why I have a news and current events show, right? Yeah, I know. As to whether President Trump said he wasn't going to do the next debate because he wasn't going to do it on like a virtual type thing, I think he said no, which actually probably not the best idea in the world. You know, I love President Trump, and I'm glad he's feeling better, and I'm hopefully this is going to he became a bit of a guinea pig to a certain degree, or probably not the only one. So we might get some treatment out of this that might be convertible to something that the average citizen has access or will have access to them. So that's always great. I wanted them to have a debate with Joe Biden, and I wanted him to allow Joe Biden to walk the plank on his own. Popping those peas, baby. Home of the popping peas. Midwood Files. 11LR&I. All right. I should ID more. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to bring the jingles back, and they'll be all singing and all dancing. And yeah, it's going to be groovy. It's going to be a good time. Invite your, invite your friends. Not your parents, but invite your friends. I hoped. Now it doesn't look very good that there's going to be another debate thingy, which is kind of sad. But we'll see. I guess we'll have to see how it rolls. Now, wasn't there some sort of, I know I caught this one out of the corner of my eye. There was some sort of controversy about the guy who was supposed to be the debate guy, the moderator, and some sort of he said something, and then he said that his account got hacked. His account got hacked. That's like the new, it wasn't me, baby. That's the new, it wasn't me, baby. Yeah, my account got hacked. I haven't heard that. My account got hacked. Nobody's interested in hacking my account, let me tell you. I am the least interesting person that you probably know, and I wish to maintain it that way. That's I strive. I strive. But yeah, so I know I saw something about that. So between the combination of those two things, and I think that they called it off anyway. I think the presidential commission or whatever they're called on the the presidential debate commission. Oh, that sounds right. Because of the COVID, because of the, you know, so things are not for nothing. I'm going to say again, things are back on the tick up with the COVID, which is somewhat disconcerting. There is, after all, like a 99-point-something survival rate in all groups, pretty much. I mean, literally. No, honestly, literally. So many people have died because of the mass level of exposure. So I'm going to go through this again. We've been talking about this for ad nauseum since like March, I guess. Yeah. That's all that's going on in my world. I'm due to leave the house on Tuesday. So I'll have to see how that goes. That's all I got. I made something out of nothing, arguably. You know, I always have to track this, and that's good. It's always good to have people hate you. Keeps you on your toes, you know, gives you someone to like go when things work out, you know.
No, but the best. What is that? Living well is the best revenge. Isn't that a Chinese proverb? Yeah, they might want to rethink that one. Didn't age so good. Definitely didn't age so good. But hey, you know, it's funny. I spoke to I actually listened to John Lightning's last show. Yeah, I spoke to him last week in the middle of the week or something, or late in the week, and he said you should really listen. I listened. It was a good show. I mean, you know, I got this thing where I got people I speak to and they're like, you know, oh, you don't listen to John anymore. John's like, oh, you should. And it's like, here's what. He's one of the most talented guys I know. He's thoroughly entertaining. I just don't, you know, I don't see eye to eye with the politics, you know? And I get to pick and choose what I want to listen to. And he gets to pick and choose what he wants to listen to. And we're friends. We've been friends for a long time. He's probably the closest thing I have to a dad, honestly. And there's no problems. There's absolutely positively no problems. And I listened to the last show. And I thought it was really going to be like, you know, kicking the guy when he's down, meaning the president. And no, I got to honestly say, I was pleased with the way he comported himself. Popped another pee in the process of really having a one bad liner. That being said, what time is it? Oh, 4 minutes. 4 minutes! What's he going to do for 4 minutes? Is there anything I can think of for 4 minutes? You know, there is, actually. The lighting in here changed. So it's no longer coming directly at me straight on, which means I can look at the camera and not be blinded. Everything's kind of off to the side, and I'll be interested. I know I don't really solicit people's opinions too much, but I'd be interested in when we get the video up and rolling, what people think as far as comparing it to previously available video on the Midwood. And we're not going to call myself the Midwood next week. I'm not. But I am kind of irritated because, once again, I'm putting it up, or it's going to go up, ultimately going to go up uncompressed on the website for a week. For 1 week. It'll be available for 1 week, which I kind of, quite frankly, I think is, you know, more than enough. I mean, and, you know, it's like, if you can't catch it in that week, then don't worry about it. It's not like the biggest deal in the world. I mean, you know, I can't imagine the idea of wanting, and I did it for a while, you know, but I had more bandwidth. I had bandwidth available and I had space available. Those are two things that are going to be coming into hard commodity when I get to Texas, because I don't know what my bandwidth situation is going to be. And I'm certainly not going to be able to run any servers from Texas, illegal or otherwise. Although I would like to point out that everything that I did here was perfectly legal and contractual to Verizon. It was a business. It still is. It's a business line that we're overpaying for the duration of our stay here. But yeah, I'd be interested in seeing what people think as far as, you know, if you can remember. Because, you know, most people, you know, if there's always people out there, it doesn't matter. They just, yeah, okay, looks fine. Yeah. Well, how was the audio? Yeah, it sounded right. You know, there's no, it's like you go and you break your butt setting stuff up and you trying, you know what I mean? And you tweak this and you tweak that and you put a little thing over here and you add a little something over there and they're like, yeah, it's all right. You know. I'm like, okay. All right. It's all right then. It's all right. That being said, let me do my plugs here. Open this up. See, I like my site because it's dark and it doesn't bother my eyes. It's dark. All my websites have been dark. Every website that I have personally owned or operated. Well, not so much operated, but soon, but been mine, bared my name, have been dark. I like it dark. I want dark mode. I'm a dark mode guy. Like, if I could pay extra money just to have everything in dark mode, I would do that. You know, if they were doing some sort of monthly thing where I could do it like a little bit at a time, like some sort of installment plan. So what would it be? I want a subscription. That's it. You mean a subscription to dark mode? Well, dark mode on what, sir? Everything. That's what I would want. Anyway,
Thanks for coming over and imbibing the Midwood Files in any fashion that you have. Hopefully we'll have a new one next week. Head over to, for the time being, head over to lfmidwood.com and you'll see I've got my, there's archives and there's favorites and there's social media over there and over on the right-hand side, all the way over, it says, on the left-hand side, it says 11LR9. That'll take you over to John Lightning's site, where you'll find even more archives. You'll find John's archives, and you'll find Dave the Boogeyman archives, and you'll find Big Steve Cullen Memorial archives, and you'll find me again. I'm inescapable, like a black hole. Anyway, all the way over to the right, it's our good friend Brad Reed. Over there at Grits Radio. Thanks for running the show, Brad, as always. And I ask you to come on back next week. And this is the key thing. Really, the best source of information at any given point in time on what's going on with the program, what's available to you, and when it is available to you, is always lfmidwood.com. That's where the latest news is going to be. So no matter, just if you don't know what's going on or you get confused, just head over to lfmidwood.com. And it'll be explained to you. That's it. That's the clearinghouse. The clearinghouse for my multitudes. That being said, I'm going to get out of here. I will be back next week with video, supposedly. And that's it. So let me see. I'm just going to put this in here. Over here. Okay. I'm just going to play to close and I'm leaving. Bye.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.